Good morning. It's 38 degrees in Jacksonville. We have fair skies and winds out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. It is time for a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Barfield Carpets and Jacksonville Lawn Care. I'm Jim McCabe. District 117 student suspension totals from 2014-2015 have more than doubled from last school year. The third quarter discipline report released at the previous District 117 board meeting showed 404 students have been suspended this school year. Suspension totals at the third quarter for 2013-2014 reported 136 students. The year before that, 181 students. In 2011-2012, tallied 266. Superintendent Steve Potosik feels the increased suspension totals are a natural response to the district's increased expectations on student behavior and focus on academic environment.
I think over time, as our students and our parents come to the understanding about the expectations for the school, I believe that people are strong enough to adapt to their surroundings, and the students will start to adapt, and those numbers will go down over time.
Potosik says he expected to face hardships when District 117 began banning students from using cell phones in class and wearing pajamas, slippers, and hats to school. Potosik feels these actions will prepare students to be successful in their future.
All of us that have careers and jobs that were successful, there are expectations when we go into work about how we're going to act and behave. We're failing in our job if we're not instilling that in our students. That's a primary focus of our school improvement initiatives.
And Potosik hopes to see improvements in the near future for all grade levels of District 117.
Hello, Barfield Carpets. I need to talk to the doctor.
Doctor, is this Elmo?
Yep, I'm feeling under the weather. This isn't your doctor, Elmo. What's wrong? I'm sick of you never having what I need when I call.
This is Barfield Carpet. We do have something for everyone. If you need flooring, we'll bring our samples to your home. You can cure your problem if you learn to use the phone book.
Cure my problem? That's what I want, boy. I want to be cured.
Don't let dealing with the wrong folks make you sick. For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets, 243-2655.
Charges are being filed after a one-vehicle accident over the weekend in Scott County. It reportedly happened on Route 106 in the southbound lane, about a quarter mile south of Life Plant Road, south of Winchester, at around 4 a.m. yesterday. State police say 32-year-old Travis McNeese of Alsea was driving when he swerved his Chevrolet to miss a deer. The vehicle traveled off the east side of the roadway, struck the end of the guardrail, and rolled into the waterway on its top. McNeese suffered what were described as moderate injuries and was taken to Passavant Area Hospital. He's been treated and released. Police arrested McNeese for DUI and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. Jacksonville police made two arrests yesterday. 20-year-old Jonathan Taylor of Homer was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 2 a.m. Sunday for illegal consumption of alcohol by a minor. Taylor has been released on bond. 29-year-old Stephen Helmick of the 800 block of Route was arrested in the 900 block of West Morton at midnight for attempting to flee or elude a police officer and DUI. Helmick has been released on bond. Morton County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 39-year-old Brian Buss of Chapin was picked up on Morton Cass County Line Road at around 1:30 a.m. for aggravated battery, and driving with a suspended license. Bus remains in custody. Murrayville police made two arrests last night. 20-year-old Zachary Grizzle of Murrayville was booked at the Morgan County Jail at 8:45 for possession of cannabis. Grizzle has been released on bond. 20-year-old Ryan Dyer of the 1500 block of Southwest was booked at the county jail at around 9:15 p.m. for DUI and improper signaling. Dyer has been released on bond. Word that U.S. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid is resigning threw the spotlight on Illinois Senator Dick Durbin as a possible successor, but only briefly. Durbin is second in the leadership lineup and was considered a likely successor, but soon after announcing his plans to step down, Reid threw his support to New York Senator Chuck Schumer, one step below Durbin among the leadership. Both men are now likely to start lining up votes among their colleagues and will likely have to fend off challenges from younger Democrats. The Durbin-Schumer battle pits two former roommates against each other. They shared a frat house-style townhouse with other lawmakers for years in Washington until recently. Aaron Schock's resignation is likely going to get Illinois sued, not because of anything Schock may have done, but because the election to replace him in Congress could be impossible. Illinois State Board of Elections lawyer Ken Menzel says there's not enough time for candidates to get on the ballot and for counties to meet all the federal and state election mandates.
Now, if you had 45 days up twice and put those 14 days in, you're at 104 days. You're talking about 115-day window after the writ.
Menzel said the Justice Department in D.C. has sued Illinois over the past two special elections, and he says a suit over the shock special election wouldn't surprise him. McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael says lawyers are focused on good intentions but ignore the realities of each new election mandate.
We are dead broke. We're 50th out of 50 in states. Did you even think of how much this was going to cost? Is the money just going to, you know, the tooth fairy going to come in and bring you down the money to pay for this?
Meanwhile, State Senator Darren LaHood will kick off a two-day tour throughout the 18th Congressional District to formally announce his candidacy for Congress. LaHood will be in Jacksonville tomorrow in the downtown square at 10 a.m. Glancing at news notes this morning, the yoga class scheduled for today at Passavant Area Hospital has been canceled. All schools and offices of District 117 will be closed beginning today through Friday. Classes will resume next Monday. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 58 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 25. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 32 degrees. No precipitation measured here at the radio station. 38 degrees and fair in Jacksonville currently. The full forecast comes up next, and the next scheduled local newscast is at 8:06 this morning. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.